You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Kate Mothis. Kate, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Kate, let's talk about what you're working on now. Where are you? Let me ask that because I'm not sure where you are and what are you working on now as a curator?
Sure. I am actually kind of twofold curating at the moment. I'm currently in Northeast Wisconsin, which is where I'm originally from as well. And I'm primarily working on an independent curatorial project that I call Young Space, which is an online platform. And then I curate sort of nomadically through that. And then also this year, I am the curator of art at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay as well. So balancing those two curatorial projects simultaneously.
And so let's talk about each project. To begin with, let's talk about Young Space, the founding of it, and what it is exactly.
Yeah, Young Space began, almost 4 years ago now. I was in grad school, actually. I was studying in Scotland at the University of Edinburgh and was studying art history. And I've grown up in a family. My dad's an artist, and I was always around kind of this making aspect of art. And so I was really intrigued by art history, but it was a bit more scholarly, I guess, than I was really anticipating. And it separated from the studio arts students quite a bit. So I was really, you know, kind of surprised by how much I felt cut off, and I needed to figure out a way to connect back to what these artists were making in their studios. And I ended up writing a blog about it and just creating conversations and interviewing artists that were working in their studios and going to shows around Scotland, and took the train down to London a lot, and just kind of figured out what I really liked to look at and wrote about it a lot. And as I got more used to that and talked to people more, started putting together shows over the years, and then moved back to Wisconsin and kept going.
So that was out of historical background in art. You didn't take curatorial studies or any of those kinds of programs.
No, that's actually what's kind of interesting, is that I feel like I sort of fell into curating, and I was even really weirdly self-conscious about calling myself a curator for a while, because you didn't really know if that's really what described what I was doing. So it's kind of an accidental, maybe not accidental, maybe just serendipitous in a way. It was a way of sort of combining an aspect of making things that I really loved, and then, you know, kind of the academic scholarly aspect of art history, and being able to sort of meld them into one that I could really be hands-on with.
Well, it's such a different world, really, and it's so interesting the way you got into it, because there's also the world of course supporting yourself as a curator, which
right.
or all of that that comes along with it in terms of the cost to mount shows, and you had to teach that to yourself as well, right?
Exactly. Yes, that is an ongoing challenge.
Which is the funding of the shows is an ongoing challenge, you mean?
Yeah, I think not so much the shows themselves, but I think the idea of kind of working independently as a curator in general, trying to fund, you know, to be able to do that and do it sustainably, I guess, because it's especially an interesting situation. You know, I can work out with each, in, you know, in an institution or another group of artists or an artist-led space that I might be working with. We can work out, you know, how to fund an exhibition, but I think to make enough that really supports me in order to do that, that's where, you know, another institutional curatorial job comes in to kind of help support that, so that I can kind of continue to do my own work on the side. But that's also partly, perhaps being in Northeast Wisconsin as well is a pretty unusual place to be trying to do this also.
Yes, that's true. Well, so let's talk a little bit about this. So you're in Wisconsin doing these projects, and saying that in a way, I mean, it is difficult to do that, I would imagine. And isn't that also where Michelle Grabner has a residency, right? Is that the case?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. It's very, I always kind of look at it as sort of an interesting little, like, neutral zone where there's enough of an arts community that's sort of organically grown up around here. I actually was involved with Michelle Grabner and her husband, Brad, their Poor Farm, Great Poor Farm Experiment, that is probably about an hour away from where I live, and that's an annual summertime exhibition. And super exciting. So there are some things that go on. It's just everything, I think, around here is on these little islands, and you just have to drive about an hour to get to everything. But there is some really exciting stuff going on, and I think part of it is because it's really affordable to do that around here, and there's a really great support system, and you can still travel out of here very easily and bring things into here very easily. So that ability to move around is kind of exciting. But you still do have to look out and kind of make sure you're not just, you know, you can feel like you're on an island sometimes.
So let's talk about that a little bit before moving on to the specifics of some things. You know, it's the idea of living on an island or living outside of a major city, you know, Wisconsin, how is it to and why survive there as a curator as opposed to, I mean, and this, of course, includes like Michelle Grabner, too, obviously. But why Wisconsin? And I guess what I'm trying to ask is a little bit about why about the importance and value and maybe even, you know, pragmatically, how to pursue what you're doing when you're outside of a city, which means you're not getting the resources that other freelance curators might get to do this.
Right. I think that to me is something that I think about daily on some level. Some aspect of that comes in, you know, I'm like, should I move to New York or should I at least go down to like Milwaukee, you know, someplace where there's a couple galleries in a cluster somewhere, or, you know, arts, MFA program even. But what I guess I find really interesting is that me and actually a large number of people that I continue to do projects with or talk with in this area, almost all of us left at some point to go to college or live elsewhere. I know a number of people who lived in, you know, Chicago, New York, London, and they came back here for whatever reason, whether it was to raise a family or start a business, and part of it kind of going back to the affordability of it, but also the ability, a number of them are artists too, and I, you know, just a good friend of mine bought a police station in a little village downtown about an hour also away from where I live, and she decided she could build a gigantic studio in there and sort of put a little kind of ad hoc residency program in there. And we have artists visiting through all the time. And so there is a community, but the scale of what she's able to do here, she couldn't do in Brooklyn, where she'd been located for the couple years before that. And that was kind of the thing that really got her to come back here. And I think the thing that keeps me here really is probably this ability to really spread out and encompass a lot. And people maybe pass through and come back, but it's really exciting to see how things can kind of grow organically. And perhaps there's something to be said for being outside and being able to look in all the other places, Los Angeles, New York, to be able to see everything on kind of an equal ground so you don't get sucked into one scene and then you're kind of in it all the time. I like being able to really bounce all over the place and kind of see everything with fresh eyes all the time.
I like that. That makes sense. And in terms of bouncing all over the place, around you or in Wisconsin or around where you are there many artists? Are there different artist communities? Do you feel like it's the same as any other kind of, you know, we don't hear a lot about Wisconsin. So is there an art scene there or simply a lot of artists? Because there's the same issue for artists staying there too, right?
Exactly. I would say that there probably aren't a ton because there's still, in an overall sense, there aren't a ton. There's a lot that, in maybe a concentrated way, which is maybe the important part, is that when you're in a city or there's, you know, an MFA program that's kind of, you know, spitting out students every year and they've got galleries and there's a little ecosystem all in one place, here is very spread out. And so there's people doing some really experimental things, but everything is so separate. There's no way you could really, if they were all holding like openings in their spaces on one night, you'd have to choose one to go to. And you're probably driving, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to get there and then come back. So kind of having to prioritize, but usually there's some other reason that they're there also, is raising a family or the ability to afford a big space where they couldn't have done that in the city. So it's always changing too. I don't really ever assume that anything's going to be around for more than a few years. It's a sort of very, like, young kind of burgeoning art scene and a lot of artist little spaces at the moment. So I don't really know if anybody has anything officially planned. There's no real, you know, kind of consistency or any official organizations or associations or anything. It's very organic right now, which is maybe why it's also kind of exciting, is that everybody's just doing their own thing, myself included.
So let's talk about your own thing right now. We could either talk about what's happening with Young Space most recently.
Sure.
Again, this is your blog that has documented and given rise, right, to curatorial projects for for quite some time now. So perhaps what's happening there, or what is the latest project? Or we could talk about a recent one.
There's actually, I always feel like there's a million overlapping projects going on, because I suppose like most curatorial projects, to some extent, especially if you have a space you're scheduling out, you're always looking at least, you know, a few months ahead to try to make sure that there's something on the docket, you can get everybody prepared. So I've kind of been continuing to borrow spaces to do smaller shows, so through the website, which is kind of the connection to everything. It's kind of my window on the world, really, and my way of connecting with artists. So I kind of organize and learn about people and start communicating with them through that, and then we'll put together shows. So I have a big call for art out right now. I'll be doing a really interesting, and it's just a weekend long in Greenpoint Open Studios in Brooklyn this summer. A group of artists who share a studio have opened that up to do a big kind of little experimental show just during that weekend. So that's one thing that comes up, which is just, you know, a product of a conversation I had with an artist who happened to have a studio over there. And I've done similar shows with other artists who belong to a collective and were looking for a curator to kind of connect them with other artists, and borrowed other spaces locally, put together more experimental shows around here. So a lot of it just kind of comes with talking to people and hearing ideas, and it kind of cycles back into the website then. So I keep looking, and I will continue to submit to the website, and I'm constantly learning about so many new things happening all the time. So it really is kind of my window on things, and then I can kind of see how things piece together and put together the puzzle, so to speak. So it's an ongoing process with lots of things happening.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that open call that's happening in Greenpoint. If that's something I can also link to in the interview, I will. But what does the open call consist of, and what are you looking for in that open call?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very open, actually. And I've done a number of calls similar to this in the past. However, they've all been in Wisconsin, in various parts of the state. And this one is, just like the others, very open to kind of anything that anybody wants to make, so there's not a theme to it. I guess it catches that with Young Space. I think one reason why it sort of gained popularity is that it has a specific aesthetic to it, and it, which completely subjectively shares what I like, you know? And I learn about artists who also respond to that, and so gradually I'm widening my view about what I share on there. But I think it's up to the artists, through looking at these calls and viewing it through Young Space, to understand whether their work fits into the general aesthetic. And it just gets kind of, they submit 3 to 5 artworks, and then I essentially kind of curate from a group of submissions into a show. And each one is a different format, kind of depending on what the circumstances of the space are, where we're going, or logistics and that kind of thing. But it's a little open-ended, which is always kind of exciting. So creating a lot of interesting conversations, and I usually get some pretty awesome submissions.
That's great. That is exciting. And so part of the mission of Young Space is to support emerging artists. Can you define what that means to you now, emerging? And by support, you mean exhibitions. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what was that?
In the mission, I'm just really asking about the mission of Young Space. You say It supports and you collaborate with emerging contemporary artists. I was asking you to define, I guess, emerging and what support means. Does that mean exhibitions primarily?
Yeah, I think it's funny, that question actually, defining emerging art has been on my mind a lot lately, because I think that it changes, and I'm undecided about what that actually means, and especially because I think that there's a difference between, you know, there's a massive difference between a student who's, you know, currently pursuing a BFA versus a student who just left their MFA program and got their first solo show, and then someone who's been showing in galleries for 20 years. That's depending on how recognized they are or what commercial success they've had. I'm not totally sure where emerging actually falls into that spectrum there. So I end up kind of using terms like early career. I'll throw student artist in there. And it has a lot less to do with age than I think probably the title of the blog or the project has anything to do with. It tends to gear toward younger artists who probably share their work or feel comfortable sharing their work with me because they're in school and their teachers are telling them, you know, submit your work, get it out there. But at the same time, I really, really value talking to artists who have been working for a long time and have really interesting advice and experience to share with younger artists. So I try to balance it out as much as possible. And as far as support goes, it's definitely a mix of, you know, being able to actually exhibit work through this pretty democratic platform. And then I try to, as much as possible, create resources. One that I actually just recently did through my own project was to create a small grant that was awarded to a young artist out in California and nomination-based. So it was other people had to suggest who they thought would be deserving of this small grant and things like that to just, you know, as I build the project, be able to make that more available and have actual resources and opportunities available.
So the future of Young Space is what? You're going to continue to produce the work that you've done? I mean, there's this upcoming show for the Open Call, but is it your mission to just continue this and grow it or keep it the way it is for the next coming years?
I see it growing for sure. It kind of goes back a little bit, I suppose, to sustainability. I'm running my own show right now, so everything that I do, there's a huge time crunch, and I'm kind of packing in a lot all the time. So I think the Calls for Art and some of these smaller exhibitions, I use that to fund things like the grant to be able to afford, you know, basic website fees or travel to get to an exhibition, that kind of thing. So I think in probably the next couple years, what I hope to do is continue with something like that that then could fund a potential permanent space and continue to grow or, you know, just kind of create a better structure for doing more regular events or supporting more resources that are available. So I see it growing. I think at some point my ultimate goal would be to organize as a nonprofit and be able to, you know, kind of, I guess, expand so it's not just me. because as much as it's great to have control over things, it's also a huge balancing act, too. So I think that it has a lot of potential. I just, it would be really interesting to see what happens if I can kind of expand and get some other brains in here.
Right. And should we talk about your other job? So then there's your day job as a curator at the university. Do you want to talk about what you're doing there for the university or how that differs from your role as a freelance curator?
Sure, yeah. It's interesting, actually, to me. I've only been in this position for one semester, so 4 months now. And it's actually been really exciting to see, I guess, how similar and different simultaneously it is being institutionally, you know, employed as a curator with a schedule of exhibitions and a permanent gallery space and one at that has a reputation of having certain types of shows already versus my, you know, Young Space being extremely free form and very, very related to my own taste and interest and kind of expanding on that. So they function in completely different ways, but then it always surprises me how things cross over too and being able to kind of use the same network that I built through Young Space, you know, the ability to bring artists in for potential shows at a university gallery too is really exciting. So I was able to set up an artist with a show next year on campus here who I met through Young Space like 3 years ago. So just, you know, as conversations continue, it can kind of feed into each other. So that's really cool.
And that is cool. And to talk about that a little bit, the conversations that, you know, this is what I hear often when I talk to different curators sometimes, and in any case, that they enter into conversations with artists. So you say you met someone through Young Space, just asking a little bit about, I guess, the trajectory or how that conversation is built between you and an artist. That's someone who you once showed or wrote to you or applied for something, and then the conversation that you just mentioned with that artist grows by email or actually meeting them. How does that happen?
Seems to depend very, very much on the circumstances and what exactly. It's such a, you know, kind of naturally different thing with every person. Sometimes it's just via email, partly out of just pure necessity because I'm talking to someone who's in like Poland, and it's just, you know, we can communicate easier that way. But for example, the photographer, this artist who is going to be here in Green Bay, we got in touch a few years ago. I think I saw her work in a book from a show that had been done at a Chicago Coalition, Artist Coalition show, and it fit into a small photography show that I was doing. And so I was like, you know, let's meet up. You're only a few hours away. So we went and put a show together and talked and totally clicked. And then it was just kind of, which is often what happens, I think, is that we have a really small kind of immediate project. And then a couple years down the road, something else will come up and you're always like, it's in your mind that you talk to this person and they're great to work with and their work fits this aesthetic that kind of it suddenly fills in this other niche that you are working on for a new project. And it's very organic, but you can never really tell, I guess, where that's going to kind of cycle back in. And sometimes there's really great, you know, chemistry with the work or what you happen to be working on or your conversations with that person, and it can happen a lot. And then sometimes you kind of go your separate ways, which I'm finding just the longer I do this, you know, everybody, your style changes and artists get interested in making different things and I'm interested in showing different things, but we never will, you know, stop being in touch. So you can never like totally rule out that it won't come back around and inform some new projects at some point.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting talking to you and hearing about both of the things you're doing. Before I ask you the last question, I mean, not both of the things, there's the two, you know, as you say, institutional curator and freelance curator, which it sounds like the freelance is what keeps you enormously busy, right? That's constant work. What is it that you're reading now? That's the last question I always ask anybody, unless you think I should have asked something else. I'm curious about what you're reading at the moment.
Yeah, I actually, I had just picked up a Haruki Murakami novel that I rediscovered in my stack of books, After Dark, which is a short one, actually, and I'm reading it really quickly, but I'm really into Haruki Murakami. I guess I really love his, just, you know, like kind of dreamy aspect to his novels and just the slight shift in reality and kind of keeps me on my toes a little bit. So it's a good read and some, you know, quiet moments.
Kate, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure talking to you about Young Space and the work you're doing.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.